And welcome back to Coast to Coast. We're going to come back as we start 19 years. Next year, we'll be doing the same program, starting 20. Can you believe that? But we'll be back with more guests, more your calls on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. And if you stick around during the whole show, you know at the end of the show, I give our credits for the people who are working on the program that day and some of our hosts who've been working on the show for some time. And I want to thank all of them for what they do to keep this program going, too. Now, as you all know by now over the years, I don't like Ouija boards. I just don't like Ouija boards. And years ago, I was going to have a Ouija board show with a couple guests, the late Rosemary Ellen Guiley, Jordan Maxwell, and Dr. Bruce Goldberg. And Jordan didn't want us to do it at all. He threatened to walk out. Bruce Goldberg was on the fence. And Rosemary Ellen Guiley said, yeah, let's do it. Let's go for it. Well, there is one person that over the years we found who loves the Ouija board, and that's our guest, Karen Dolman. Hi, Karen. You're not sitting there with a Ouija board on your lap, are you?
No, George. With all Ouija boards aside, seriously, I'm here to wish you a wonderful congratulations to you and your Coast team with you sitting at the helm of Coast to Coast AM. What an incredible accomplishment.
Well, that's very kind of you. And how are you?
I'm doing well. I've got to tell you, I've also been a very long-time listener since about 1997 of the show, and I do remember the days when you were a guest host early on for the Art Bell. So, I've got two words I want to share with you that sum up my experience with Coast to Coast, and that would be friendship and family. You see, it's really cool. All the times I've been on the show with you, I meet another person who's either been a listener to the show, a Coast insider, which I am too, or a fellow guest, and I got to tell you, George, we immediately have this bond that we both recognize, and it's like an immediate bond of friendship, and some of those people even become like family to me, and as you know, we have a dear mutual friend who recently transitioned back to spirit, our friend Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and, she was actually a great friend and family to the show, too.
Oh, she sure was.
Very well missed, and I remember, George, the last time you, me, Tommy, Rosemary, and her husband Joe were together, that was at the Alien Snow Fest in Big Bear, California, back in the winter of 2019.
Yeah, it was. And you know how I found Rosemary back in 1996 in St. Louis when I was doing my Nighthawk show, Karen? I was looking for paranormal guests. So I was in the bookstore, and I stumbled across a book called Encyclopedia of Dreams by Rosemary Ellen Guiley. 24 years ago, and I pulled that book out, and I went, wow, what a great guest she'll be. And I took down some notes on who she was and where she was, had my producers find her, and we stayed friends. Of course, we both wrote a book called Talking to the Dead, but she was just a great guest and one of the greatest paranormal researchers I've ever come across, and I miss her. I really do.
I miss her, too, and I absolutely concur with everything you said, one of the greatest paranormal researchers ever. And I got to say, George, no matter where our paths take us in life and wherever we go, this show, Coast to Coast, is just a frequency away, a simple turn of the dial or click on the website, and there is the family of Coast. And I've got to say thank you, George, Tommy, the audience, the guests, the entire Coast crew, for keeping this magic alive. Thank you so much.
We look forward to your next Ouija board show with us, Karen.
Thank you. I'll be back. <for that.
laughs> Okay, thanks a lot. Now let's go to Walt in Pennsylvania. Welcome to the program. Walter, thanks for listening so many years.
George, I want to congratulate you. As Mr. Curtis said, I guess it's well over 20 years, really, that you're part of the program.
Yep.
As I said to Tom, I've enjoyed our conversations, George, and I think it's been about, I'm a relative newcomer. I think I've been listening to you and calling about 4.5 years. I remember really recall the very first time I called you, what the topic was, but I think the second or third time I called you had Dick Morris on.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about the 2016 election, and I think that was one of the first, as I recall. And I just want to say, George, I've enjoyed talking to you and Dr. Ian Punnett, and needless to say, Tom, and and also Donna and Gina. Georgia have two feisty California girls there. That's all I can say.
Absolutely.
Georgia, I'm not sure I'd want to be married to them, but they're good feisty girls. So.
How did you find the show, Walter?
Well, George, I used to call, there was a guy, a great guy, his name was Kevin McCullough, he used to do a late night show out of New York City. It was called, on Saturday night, it was called the Late Night.
Was it a local show?
Yeah, it was it was nationally broadcast. He'd get callers from across the country, but it was a New York-based show, which was odd. Kevin McCullough was a great conservative guy, you know, and doing that was like a conundrum for him to do it out of New York City. So that's, but then he sort of went off the air, and then that's when I heard about you. And the guy's one of my friends. He's, listen to George Norrie. He's like a moonbeam type of guy. You know, he has these astrologers and fortune tellers on. But George, then I decided to listen to you one night. And I discovered that you were a down-to-earth guy, pro-Second Amendment. So from then on, George, I became a faithful listener.
Well, George, I am. And you've been a great caller, too. I don't agree with everything you say, but that's what the magic of the show is, Walt.
Well, George, I just want to say that I want to thank you for allowing me to convey to the listeners the fact that it's possible to be a good conservative and yet not necessarily believe in God or the Bible. I know you got some of the Bible thumpers like Cornelius and I think they refer to him as Wayno, the guy with the baritone voice. They don't necessarily probably don't approve of some of the things I say, but I appreciate your courage in letting somebody like me have his opinions and whatnot. So
Look, Walter, you're entitled to your opinion. I'm not going to muffle you. You do it with class. You don't swear. You don't do anything like that. And as long as you keep up doing what you do, you get to call in.
Well, I thank you, George. And I also, Dr. Ian Punnett, he said to me that, sort of bring out the profanity in the conversations. And I believe the last time I talked to him, I conveyed with him to him what I consider the good thief paradox, where Christ says to the good thief, this very day you will be with me in paradise. But yet that seems to contradict the resurrection, where Christ, meets Mary Magdalene on the third day at the tomb. And he says to Mary, touch me not, for I've not yet ascended to my Father.
Right,
so that
seems right.
So Ian Punnett seemed to get a kick out of that, you know. So
Ian's a good guy. All right, Walter, thanks for being part of the program. Our next guest, of course, was just on with me and has been on with us for years. He's an expert in prophecy, and he does his own predictions as well. John Hogue, I couldn't think of a better anniversary without you, Mr. Hogue.
Oh, thank you for having me on this show. Gosh.
The years have ticked by, haven't they?
So much water under the Ganges has flown on this bridge. And also, I also thank Ian Punnett for one of the favorite things that happened during 2000, the election, where he asked me, well, did you get that right as a prophecy? And I said, no, I got it wrong. And he said, folks, here's a wonderful moment where one of our people on this show actually admits they got something wrong. And I thought that was wonderful. But that's another thing with you and me. I mean, I did a lot of shows with you before you were on Coast to Coast in St. Louis. And we did long marathons, and we talked about a lot of stuff. And when I had heard that you were going to take over being host on Coast to Coast AM, I was just like, wow, that's really wonderful. And we've come through a lot of journeys together.
Many more to come, John.
Many, many, many more. And also, it's a situation where we don't we don't have to agree with what we're presenting. We just have to present it for people to look at it and see if they resonate or not with it. So
true.
I love you and thank you.
You be willing. I look forward to more of your appearances and more of your live appearances with us when COVID goes away.
Exactly. And also for Tom Danheiser, thank you.
Thank you, John. Thanks a lot. John Hoag, he was just on with us just a few days ago. Great guest, to be sure. Jeremy in North Dakota, one of our great listeners who survived a horrible accident 17 years ago. Hey, Jeremy, thanks for calling.
Hey, George, I want to thank you for doing something Art Bell didn't do. And what you do is you go after the truth.
Well, he went after the truth. I go after it a little more aggressively, I guess.
Yep. Like the other caller said, Art Bell was kind of arrogant. You're not.
All right, let's not knock Art, oh. God rest his soul, huh?
I have developed a website to tell people about my tragic event. Can I give you the URL?
Yep, you sure can.
It's www.kiario.info.
And now, what does that stand for?
It stands for No Information Accurately, Wreck Initiated Outrageousness.
Boy, do you? I'm going to ask you something, and I hope it's not too painful for you. Tell us about the wreck. What happened?
Well, a little over 17 years ago now.
And do you remember it?
I remember looking at the car coming down at me, and then all of a sudden, I remember falling down the mountain and waking up in a hospital bed.
Oh, my gosh. Did the car go across the road? What do you think happened?
On December 8, 2003, a Ford pickup started to slide down the road at me.
Four pickup trucks?
The Ford.
Oh, a Ford. Ford. Okay.
The Ford pickup slid clear across my lane, hit my Kia Rio, head onto my shoulder at about 25 miles an hour.
Oh, my God. Were you alone?
Yeah.
Thank God.
The airbag and the seatbelt in my Kia Rio did not work at all.
When you woke up, you realized you were in a coma for 2.5 months.
Yep.
Were you wide awake when you woke up?
I was awfully tired, but I was aware of pretty much all.
I mean, did you know who you were and everything else like that?
Yep. Yep.
And when they told you it's been 2.5 months, I bet you couldn't believe it.
I was really shocked. When I was in my coma, I was having a dream, I assume it was, that I was walking up a mountain trail with my wife at the time. And on our walk, all of a sudden, boulders started coming down the hill. And I pushed her to a crevice of the cliff, and all of a sudden, a boulder knocked me off the cliff. And the next thing I knew, I woke up in my bed.
When were you able to get out of bed and walk around?
I was able to it took me about maybe 2 months, but right now I still have trouble walking, and I use a four-wheeled walker to make sure I don't fall down.
To keep you stable.
Yeah.
How old are you now, Jeremy?
I just turned on August 9th, I turned 45.
Oh, you're still young. You've got many more miles to go, my friend. Keep going. And give out your URL one more time.
My URL is www.kiario.info.
Great. Thanks, Jeremy. And you keep listening to the program. Next up, Julie's with us in Laughlin, Nevada. Hey, Julie, welcome.
Why? Oh, I've loved you for so long, 19 years, and Art for 10, so since 92.
Wow, you've been around for 29 years.
Well, when Rothwell was running for president, that's what I remember when I started.
Long time ago.
My mom said, you got to listen to this. I said, I don't listen to AM, and she put me onto it, and I've been listening ever since, almost every night.
Oh, that's great. And I hope you've had other people join and listen too, right?
Yeah. Oh, I tried to. You know, so many years, the people just, they won't listen. But then I've gotten some people to, and they're hooked too. But I love you. And then, now, Mike Siegel, I don't know if I would have kept listening. I did not, there's something about his voice or something. I really like Ian a lot, and you. And I was praying that they weren't going to have that Mike Siegel. I mean, he's a nice guy, I'm sure, but I didn't like his voice. Now, there's two things I wanted to ask you about. One, I'm really excited about to know this. Okay, in your dreams, okay, the people that you see is a million people. And are they people that really exist on the planet, you think?
Yes, I think in many cases the people you dream about are human beings from somewhere.
Oh, wow. Because I'm curious, because I always have people in my dreams that I don't know who they are, and they're so real, though.
I think you've come across them somewhere in your life that the brain remembers them, like a tape recorder.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm thinking, because I've never heard that spoken about. And then I was wondering if, does anybody know Art Bell's Ouija board story since he passed on?
I don't know his Ouija board story. No. What happened? Do you know?
There was something that happened, and he wouldn't tell us. And he refused to tell us.
I think he took that to the grave with him, Julie.
Oh, my God. Somebody's got to know. Somebody else.
Strange story. And I don't dabble with the Ouija board. I did a long time ago when I was in St. Louis doing my Nighthawk show. I had a Ouija board on the set, and everything went wrong. My buttons went wrong. My board went wrong. It was a board that never went wrong technically. Everything fell apart. So I had my producer, Howard, give it away. And he gave it to a guy in our newsroom named Daryl, and Daryl got fired like 2 days later, and his life collapsed. You know, just nothing worked, and it was the Ouija board. I'm convinced of it. It was just a horrible, horrible situation. Let's go to Scott driving in California. Welcome to the program, Scotty.
Good morning. I wanted to say I've been listening for many years too, and I drive 3 weekends a month from Northern California to Southern California, working on diesel particulate filters to keep the trucks on the road.
Well, thank you for listening and driving.
And you caught me on a bathroom break, which was perfect, but I hung on. Well, please don't answer when I'm in there. No, anyway, I just. But I wanted to tell you that I have two guys that work with me, and you've got two generations over the years of people that have started listening, and the UFO show you had about the actual letting the film being released by the military.
Yep, yep.
It's gone viral in my network, and people are just amazed. And I said, this has been going on for years, and just this stuff. And they asked who you were, and I said, I listen to them on the weekends at night, and it keeps me awake. I got 2 more hours to go. I'll be pulling in at 3:30 in the morning, you know, even though you're off. But I said, it keeps me awake. But just I had to call and congratulate you on your 19 years.
Thank you. And give your buddies a shout out. Give them, throw a shout out to the guys.
I will. And keep up the good work. We really appreciate what you're doing.
All right. Thank you. We're going to come back in a moment with more open line phone calls here. So we've got another special guest popping up, and then the rest of your calls on Coast to Coast. So get ready to make those calls too. And thank you for participating in our going on 19-year anniversary party. I mean, we really haven't done one of these in a long, long time. I can't even remember if we ever did one. But we'll definitely do one on the 20th, too, because that's a special year. But we'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Don't touch your dial. On our next Coast to Coast program, worldwide noted pathologist Cyril Weck joins us with his new work, The Life and Dreams of Cyril Weck. I'm looking forward to that. He has worked on high-profile cases like John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, JonBenet Ramsey, and so many. And then later on in the program, Shelley Kerr joins us to talk about Egyptian energy healing. So that's our next Coast to Coast program. And welcome back to our final segment on our anniversary party, and thank you for participating. Truly, truly appreciate it. We have had a guest over the years who came to us because he was writing books about stem cell research and how it would help the heart, injected stem cells injected into the heart. And as a matter of fact, not only did he become a great guest and friend of the program, but he has helped a lot of Coast to Coast listeners with stem cells and heart issues. And then he developed the turmeric formula because As you remember, Christian Wild, I went to you years ago and told you about turmeric, and you ran with it and came up with your own formula.
You sure did, George. And I value your friendship and Tom's friendship so much. You run the George Noory University, in which every night we hear about topics we never would have figured out on our own, and presented by some of the most brilliant minds on the planet. George, you are so consistent in your care and love for your people that it is obvious, and you're a man of great integrity. I value your friendship as millions do.
Well, thank you, Christian, and you've done such a remarkable job. You know, I take your turmeric supplements every day. I've turned on so many people on them, I got to tell you, I think it's helped me with various health issues over the years, but, you know, I think it may be helping me because of this COVID situation. I mean, I've been all over the place.
No, you're boosting your immune system for sure, and if you don't take the vaccine...
I'm not going to. You are.
I hope you're taking the vitamin D3.
Yep, the zinc, C.
And hydroxychloroquine.
I'm not taking hydroxy because I don't have a prescription for that. I am drinking quinine water.
Well, there you go.
From tonic water.
But I think your doctor would give you a prescription if you asked him for it.
Well, I'm going to go with what we're doing right now, which is pretty natural.
We can't afford to lose you, George. So
don't worry. But I want you. When are you going to get the vaccine?
I'm going to let the people who need it most right now. I don't want to take away from anybody.
But do you think weeks or months?
No, probably in 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
I want to say that for those out there who are listening, who are concerned about possibly, as we have in the past, had problems with the vaccine.
Side effects.
Yeah, this new vaccine is a messenger RNA. It does not affect your DNA, and it does not use a live virus or a deactivated virus.
Now, is that with all the vaccines that are coming out of these companies or just one company?
No, it's...
is it Moderna's?
AstraZeneca and Moderna. And Pfizer, they have this new breakthrough that has taken decades to develop, and that's why Fauci and all the rest say it's perfectly safe. So it's not as if you took a vaccine from the past that might have given you the virus.
A high-level government guy said today that they believe that this was developed in that Wuhan lab in China, which is what I said back a year ago.
Yes, you sure did. And I have to say, who else could benefit so much from the whole world dying from this virus? It's unbelievable.
Or shutting down economies.
That's right.
All right, my friend. God. Stay strong. MyHeartBook.com still up and running strong?
It is. Thank you.
All right, my friend.
God bless you.
Christian Wild, great guy, great researcher, too. And Tom has a text or tweet, or you've got some messages there, Tommy. What do you have coming in there?
Well, this is from one of our amazing guests, L.A. Marzulli.
Oh, I love L.A.
He just had some commitments tomorrow morning, so he couldn't stay up this late. But he said, I remember when I did Nephilim, the truth is here. You, George, Tommy, the rest of the gang were instrumental for me. But more than that, I have met both of you in person, and you are exceptional people. George, thank you.
Ah, that's sweet.
That's what he says.
Poor L.A. lost everything in one of those fires in California.
He did, but they're in the works. They're starting to build again. In fact, one of the reasons he couldn't
Is he going back to Los Angeles?
He's coming back to L.A. for a little bit. They're going to work on it and then take a few months off because of the rain, of course, and then go back again.
Good. Let's hope he gets everything together. He lost a lot of his DVDs and everything.
A studio, everything.
Great guy. Thanks, Tom.
Okay.
Let's go back to the calls. Let's go to the state of Washington. Gina Maria is with us. Welcome to the program, and thanks for joining us.
Hello. Love and peace and healing, and God bless to everyone and everything to begin with.
Thank you.
And congratulations on 19 years there, George. You and Tommy, I love Tommy, too, and I love you, too, are awesome and stuff. Just wanted to say a couple things. you know, at the live show the first time, I got up there and asked a question of a guest, and then a little while later, another guest came, and I asked another question, and you called me on it that I was asking two questions, but you let me do it. And then on the second show, I wanted to talk to Danyon Brinkley, and I want to tell you, Danyon, I love you too, and God bless. And anyhow, and before I actually told my stories to Danyon, I took over your mic, and I spoke to the audience about the mudslide in Oso and all the miracles and to pray for everybody. And so I pretty much took over your mic and talked to the audience first and then to Danyon and stuff. So I'm going to take over the mic right now real quick.
Okay, you got it.
Okay. You know, I need to tell everybody that, you know, we need to turn, you know, turn towards God and turn towards Jesus now and, you know, give our hearts and souls to them. It's getting real bad out there, and evil is trying in every way to take down those of us, you know, who believe and who have the light shining, and it's trying to dim our light. I've had it happening to me, had a really bad Christmas Eve, Christmas, New Year's Eve, New Year's, and because of you and the show and, you know, getting to turn to that, and still looking for a dog to give me, you know, unconditional love. You know, we might, some of us might not make it otherwise, you know. So I wanted to thank you. And everybody, please, please, the darkness is going to try to find us every single way. And you need to remain calm. You need to not have fear. Fear, they feed on fear and on, you know, negative energy and fighting and all that. And love each other. Love each other and be peaceful and trust in God and in that inner voice when everything's going down. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Junior. You're a great listener and a superb human being, and hope everything works out for you, and we'll be here for you. Absolutely, we'll be here for you on holidays. As a matter of fact, Tom and I were looking at the calendar for this year, and Christmas and New Year's Day this year falls on Saturday, which is a normal day off for me. So this is what we're thinking of doing. One, it's going to be a live show. No question about it. Live shows on the holidays. That was my promise. That's what we're going to do. Now, because it falls on the weekend where my weekend hosts get their shows and that's how they make their money, I don't want to take that away from them. So we're going to offer them their days on the holidays. And if they want to work Christmas and New Year's Day, I'll still be working Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. Those are Fridays. But if they want to work the Christmas Day and New Year's Day and they get paid for it, so be it. If not, I'll come in and do that too. But that's how it falls this year. It's interesting. I don't know what 2022 is yet. I can't even think that far. My gosh. Let's go back to the calls. John in Kentucky, welcome to the show. Hey, John.
Hey, George. I just want to say thank you for your compassion on the listeners and the people that's connected to you.
Oh, thank you.
Because one comes to mind, and it just came out of nowhere by the Lord Jesus Christ. It was Buck out of West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm no way affiliated with Buck, not whatsoever. But the caring that you had of the ones that are deceased that has gone on to the better life. Just God bless you, George. And to the lady that called earlier there, Lord Jesus Christ is light, and he overcomes all evil and darkness. And
well,
I just want to thank you, George. God bless you, and happy anniversary.
Can you believe we're going on 19 years, John?
Oh, wow. And, I mean, I remember the day when you started. Yeah.
God, you've been with us that long. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm the one who called about the pneumoconiosis, the black lung.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, and it meant so much to me, George, that you had the caring to say, hey, call us back. Let us know how you're doing.
And you're still strong. Look at you go.
Well, guess what? I went to got an appointment set up so quick. It was just like, it was just supernatural. And I went and to the labor, federal labor, and I had my blood gas interior done, where they take it from your artery to see how much carbon dioxide you have.
Did that hurt when they did that?
Oh, my gosh, George, it bruised my whole wrist.
I bet. Oh, boy.
Yeah, they done it old school, too. And it's a little clinic way down in eastern Kentucky.
Ouch.
But anyway, God bless you, and thank you for coming.
Thank you, John.
And that's just the key that I see, the feature that you have that just shines. And it just shines. So thank you, George Norrie, and God bless Tommy and all the all the whole gang. Thank you, George, and God bless you.
Thank you. Folks, as we begin to wrap this anniversary program, many, many more days to come, many shows to come, many incredible moments we're going to share together, and some not incredible moments, some very serious, sad moments will happen on this planet in the future as well. But we'll go through it together, and let's hope things don't happen like EMPs or solar flares that knock radios off the air and things like that. But life is full of ups and downs, and we'll be here with you during all of them. For Michael Cosio, Melissa Rodriguez, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudisor, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Tim Banal, George Knapp, Ian Punnett, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.